KEX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. A source tells ABC that the Potomac River in Washington, D.C. right now is a gruesome scene with a large number of bodies recovered from the water following last night's mid-air collision between an Army Black Hawk helicopter and an American Airlines regional jet.
American Eagle Flight 5342 originated in Wichita 2.5 hours before the crash. It was newly introduced service.
We just celebrated 1 year of that direct flight.
Lily Wu is the mayor of Wichita.
This is truly devastating. Stating something we never expected.
The plane, a Canadair regional jet, is thought to have had 64 people, including 4 crew members on board. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The NTSB is on the scene. Tom Howder is a former investigator.
Early on like this, there's a lot of rumor, a lot of people out there saying things. We need more facts, and now we don't have right yet.
A news conference being held this morning in Washington. This is ABC News. A quick turnaround for the Trump administration, now pulling back that funding freeze. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce has the details.
In a two-sentence memo, the administration rescinding this freeze in funding. But the White House is still insisting that the president's plan to identify spending that doesn't align with his agenda, things like diversity, equity and inclusion programs, climate initiatives and foreign aid, that will still be rigorously implemented. They're basically just saying that they're not going to do it with this federal freeze that sparked so much chaos.
When it comes to the Trump administration's offer to millions of federal workers to take a buyout, a union representing government employees is urging its members to say no way. The union says it isn't sure if the administration is actually obligated to honor the deal, offering to pay resigning workers for 8 months. Netflix is making it easier to binge on the go. It's adding an option to download full seasons of shows to mobile devices with the click of just one button. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Most people probably remember MTV's Tom Green Show in the early 2000s. According to the New York Post, the host comedian, who also acted in the awful Freddy Got Fingered, left Hollywood in 2021 and now lives on a farm in Ontario, Canada. Green says it was the best thing he ever did because he is not a Hollywood guy. Green has a new documentary called This is the Tom Green Story you can check out on Amazon Prime. Not sure if Timothy Chalamet is getting a taste of the proceeds from resurgent Bob Dylan songs, but it sounds like he should because he's the one resurging. Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in the Oscar-nominated film A Complete Unknown and hosted Saturday Night Live last weekend while also appearing as the show's musical guest. The Oscar-nominated actor played the song Tomorrow is a Long Time, one of his personal favorites. The song did not even appear in the film, but is at number 63 on the iTunes Top 100. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wisconsin loses to Maryland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers had climbed to the number 17th team ranked in the nation after a recent 7-game winning streak, but they ran into a hot Maryland Terrapins team that has now won 4 in a row after beating the Badgers 76-68. Badgers head coach Greg Gard after another Big Ten loss on the road.
Yeah, I didn't think we started the second half real well. The stretch where it got away from us, you know, we had 3 or 4 possessions in a row where we missed some pretty easy looks, so some of them point blank, some good looks from three, and then they were able to answer. I think it was 57-56 at one point, and then they hit back-to-back threes and got some separation.
The Badgers women's team snapped an eight-game losing streak with a win at home over Michigan, 82-75. Baseball, Wade Miley is no longer with the Brewers. The 38-year-old lefty has rejoined the Reds on a minor league deal worth $2.5 million and should be ready by May. Wade Miley recovering from Tommy John surgery with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Sunshine and warm today with a high in the mid-50s. A mostly cloudy sky tonight, a low near 30, and more sun and in the mid-40s for tomorrow. Some clouds on Saturday, high upper 30s with some snow showers Saturday night.
It's 28 degrees right now.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as things get cheesy for what's worse, blue cheese or American cheese. The controversy continues, you weigh in. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, the John and Gordy in the morning show.
It is 6 minutes past the hour, 28 degrees, highs today in the low 50s. Going to warm up nicely, a lot of sunshine today.
A little update on the family that was apprehended by ICE agents as they were shopping in a department store because they were speaking Spanish.
In Milwaukee.
It's hard to even imagine this. Am I really reading this? According to the Latin Times, people were in the story were Puerto Rican, yeah. U.S. citizens.
So. Yeah. So they were detained. They were taken away, detained, and then they had to pay their own way back to their house.
You know, there is an emotional toll to something
yes,
like this.
It's traumatic for kids.
For kids to have to go through this, to see their parents go through this trauma.
This, well, and then other shoppers that are around going, you know, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Are we in danger here? Is there some sort of shooting going
on
or something?
Seeing
or?
Other people afraid of them being hauled off by ICE agents. This is just part of what is not being talked about. I think the emotional toll it's going to take on a lot of people, and we have... this story, I was going to play this during the Busted Pencil segment with Tim Slecker about Ryan Walters.
Right.
He is the superintendent in Ohio, and he was asked about this on CNN, and it's just his answer. This interview is so traumatic to me, and they were talking about trauma to the students if the schools are invaded by ICE agents, which is, by the way, an edict from Trump, go into the churches, go into the schools, and apprehend these children in front of other children. Obviously, a big problem. And why don't we listen to this cut? This is, again, the superintendent of public instruction in Ohio, and he has no problems with this, Ryan Walters.
Look, we will not allow schools to be sanctuary schools anymore. We will turn over information to the Trump administration so that they can make decisions on where illegal immigrants are, how big the problem is, to protect American citizens.
I want to talk about Oklahoma, and I do want to play. I want to talk about Oklahoma, and I want to talk about what you have made clear, which is that raids are within the realm of possibility. Here's what you said.
So you're not completely ruling out a raid on an Oklahoma school?
No, if President Trump sees fit as... There's illegal immigrant population there that needs to have enforcement to remove them from the schools. Absolutely. We will work with him to make sure that he's able to carry that out.
Do you think that would be traumatic for students in schools? And I'm talking about all students.
Well, what my big concern is what illegal immigration has done to our education system. It has caused mass chaos. We aren't able to get the resources and
question,
the teachers
please,
and the kids
Superintendent,
as necessary.
Do you think it would be
absolutely
traumatic for students to witness a raid in their school and students forcibly removed from their school? Do you think that would be traumatic?
I think what would be traumatic is if you didn't give President Trump the information necessary to keep families together. So what you would prefer is to just deport the parents and have the kids have no idea what happened to their parents. What we're going to do
what
is
I'm
provide
asking.
The information.
I'm asking you. That's
so
not at all what I'm asking.
Together.
Superintendent, I'm asking you if you had a raid on a school and you were forcibly removing students from schools, if you think that would be traumatic for other students in the school.
I support President Trump's decisions on how to enforce immigration policy. You are asking me a question, a hypothetical, when we're dealing with potential
hypothetical.
Criminals.
You made it clear, Superintendent, you made it clear it's not hypothetical. You said it's not hypothetical, sir.
I told you about a terrorist
sir.
In our school last year, and your defense would say you wouldn't remove him because he's a terrorist in a school. Of course we're going to take it on a case-by-case basis. We're going to work with the Trump administration. We have fentanyl deaths over 600
children.
Times up in our state. Of course we're going to deal with that.
I'm talking about children, sir.
The person arrested by Homeland Security as the terrorist in our school last year was a student. And so that's where it's so important to have this information, work with law enforcement. We're going to bring law and order back. It is sensible. It's common sense.
So are you saying you'll only remove children from schools if they are suspected terrorists?
I'm saying that we are going to work with the Trump administration to enforce their anti-illegal immigration policy that includes giving them information about students in our schools, families
robotic.
Enrolled in our schools, so
robotic.
They can make the decisions on how to deport families together.
Boy, oh boy.
That is crazy. And I need to correct myself. It was Oklahoma, of course.
Yeah, not Ohio.
But again, Ryan Walters, crazy guy. He's the one who wanted to make sure that everybody had a Bible in class that they taught the Bible instruction mm-hmm. in the classes.
Mm-hmm.
This is that guy who didn't get the Department of Education job. he's still hard at it. He's still working on it. And he is way behind Trump on this thing. He really, truly wants to traumatize kids in classrooms by taking away the classmates' best friends in front of them and doesn't care what these kids think, feel, or the trauma that they're going to actually carry for the rest of their lives seeing something like this happen. And not only is it just taking away the kids, but these are going to be ICE agents fully clothed in battle gear.
Yeah, armed to the teeth.
Yeah.
Walking in classrooms, just
outrageous.
Picking out kids.
I can't imagine
hauling
this.
Them off. Can you imagine being a 10-year-old or 12-year-old or
no.
sitting in your class doing, you know, math and they'd burst open the door and haul a kid away.
Jeez.
When you guys were in school, like the main doors to the school were still open throughout the day so people could just walk in, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
I think for pretty much all of my time in school, every door in the school was locked and you needed a key card in order to get in. How are these people going to get in if a school doesn't want to comply with this order as
I'm
they
assuming they go into the office first.
But
well, right. But what knows? If they just don't want to open the door for them?
Well,
do they
right.
break down
yeah.
the door?
I don't know.
I would assume they would at this point. But again, a lot of them don't know exactly what the law is, whether they have to let these individuals in, even if they're identified by, you know, their identities, I mean, their identification. I don't know. I don't know what the story is in this, how this is going to work out, how it's going to play out. It's not going to play out well. That's for sure.
Yeah. And do they have a warrant or any paperwork or anything when they approach a school? Or are they just going in with a name and a number and taking the kids out?
Well, now they're sending the prisoners to Guantanamo Bay.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, they set up a 30,000-bed facility at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba, and this is due to the Lake and Riley Act, which allows them to put these people away for minor crimes at Guantanamo. And who knows, are we going to forget about these people that are sitting in Guantanamo once they're there and they've been there for months or maybe even a year?
Yeah,
because countries won't accept them back. Some crime lords will probably be at Guantanamo as well. won't be able to find a place for them. They'll lock them up forever. So this is crazy.
I think we've got a phone call here coming in. But, yeah, in Guantanamo, they're not under jurisdiction of any courts there. That's a military base.
It's a military base.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they've been putting individuals who've been trying to get from Cuba to Florida, they've been locking them up there.
Right.
So this isn't necessarily the place, I think, where they used to put the terrorists.
Well, I think it's the same general area, but it's a different part of the
facilities. A different part of the facilities. Yeah. It's a huge facility.
608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. We've got a call on the line. Dolores is with us this morning. Good morning, Dolores. Go ahead with your question or comment. Hello?
Yeah, hi, good morning. It's very scary. I'm a new citizen here in the United States. I'm a Hispanic. I'm was born in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very, very scary knowing that just because you have a different color of skin and you speak a different language, they can, arrest you, not knowing that you're not a criminal or anything. I wanted to say, even the American people are very scared about it. I had a coworker who leave her kids in the daycare, and people from the daycare told her, she's an American, she's a white lady, and she said, well, just to let you know, if you see white vans outside the school, we are going to close the school. We're not going to go let anybody in or out.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody goes in, nobody goes out. And she was so scared. And I say, why, why is it going to affect me? Because she's not, any Hispanic background or anything like that. She's even scared about, eyes coming in.
Yes.
To her daycare, because her kids go to the same daycare, the other, Hispanic kids. Mm-hmm. This is affecting everyone, not just Hispanic population, but everyone. And it's so traumatic, and it's very scary.
It is,
very, very scary.
Yeah, and they're going just by appearance, right? They're going by appearance and how people talk, their language.
Yeah, exactly. And my kids are U.S. citizens. They were born here. They have brown skin. Unfortunately, they're not, white. But I told them, they don't have an ID on them. They go to school, and I say, I think they have a passport, a U.S. passport. And I say, you're going to take a picture of your passport. Mm-hmm. Put them in your phone, because if something happens, at least you have something on your phone.
Right, exactly.
They can prove you are a U.S. citizen.
Yeah, yeah.
Because right now, if they take you and they figure it out later. In the meantime, you already go to the trauma, like these poor people in Milwaukee.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They didn't know. They took him. They hold them, and they didn't ask any questions. And I said to the Trump administration, for every single person who got arrested and not knowing that you are a U.S. citizen, we should probably, just sue them for everything they got.
Well, this might be the one way to get people, everybody, to have some kind of proof of citizenship just by force and fear alone. Mm-hmm. All right.
Dolores, thank you for your call.
Thanks for your input. Very interesting. And it's going to be traumatizing for a lot of people, and it's a psychological thing.
That's it, yeah.
And now everybody's worried about just appearances and speaking Spanish in public. We have a text here. I hear people speaking Spanish all the time in Sauk City.
Mm-hmm. And we've got more calls coming up next. Stay with us. John and Gordy in the Morning will continue in just a moment.
Voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. American voters identifying as independent are the largest group of voters at 43%, according to recent Gallup polling. Depending on what kind of primary election your state parties have, millions of unaffiliated voters may not be able to vote. A bill in the U.S. House called the Let America Vote Act would change that. The National Conference of State Legislatures counts 10 states with closed primaries, allowing only party members to vote, and another 9 with partially closed primaries. 22 states have primaries open to unaffiliated voters. The bipartisan bill introduced January 3rd includes the right for any voter to vote in any taxpayer-funded election, and for unaffiliated voters to vote in any primary for federal office. It would withhold election assistance funding for states not allowing unaffiliated voters to vote in state and local elections and help to fund transitions to open primary systems. It prohibits any non-citizen from voting in federal elections, but also withholds election funding from states if non-citizens are allowed to vote in state or local elections, currently allowed in only 16 municipalities in the U.S. Primaries are often low turnout elections, which often bring out party activists, resulting in more extreme candidates. Allowing independent voters could pressure candidates to campaign to the middle and moderate more extreme positions. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Music, John?
I'm not quite sure I'm going to approve of this music bed.
Wow. Strange.
92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
Let's check on weather with Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good. The weather is fantastic. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Reaching a high of what, 55 today? Or what was it? What did the bald say?
We said 52 earlier, 52, but
okay. Does Brittany even know about the balls?
I heard about them once.
Yeah, we use lottery balls to determine the high temperature for the day.
Yeah, we got a lottery ball machine.
Yes.
That's perfect. It's nothing real personal. I use darts right now.
Oh, do you? Lawn darts.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yep. Oh, I'm just kidding. So my dart landed on 55, so I'm with you, John.
Yes.
Okay, 55 today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My goodness. Is this heat wave going to continue?
It's going to go up and down. It's kind of a little bit of a roller coaster. So we'll break records today. The record high is about 47 from 1974. So we're definitely going to go way past that. I'm assuming people are going to be outside grilling, pretending it's spring. I mean, you should. A January thaw. It's the end of January. It's so nice.
Right.
Yeah, John grilled out yesterday.
Yeah. Did you? Made some brats yesterday. Oh, wonderful. Perfect day. Yeah.
Perfect. Yes, exactly. Soak it up and enjoy it now because we get a little bit cooler tomorrow, but not much, about 10 degrees. So we'll fall back down to the low 40s. Then a little bit of snow tries to move in. I know you're laughing, low 40s.
The low 40s. Oh. All right. I like that.
Yeah. But after today, it's going to feel cooler to reach the mid 50s. Yeah. Like, wait, what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. But there was a chance of some light snow moving your way overnight and into tomorrow morning. That system is the thing that's warming us up today. But it's staying a little bit further south, and the temperatures are staying a little bit warmer. So what I think is going to happen tonight is a little bit of drizzle, light sprinkles moving in. Maybe those will linger early tomorrow morning. But then we actually clear on out for a cooler Friday. Like I said, highs in the mid-40s. And then snow moves in by Saturday afternoon and into the evening. And then another front lifts, bringing a wintry mix on Sunday. So an active weekend, but we're not looking at major accumulations. Maybe about a trace to a half an inch of snowfall possible Saturday night. And then as that system lifts through, some slippery roads are definitely possible Sunday before we get even warmer again, because Sunday we're going back to the low 50s.
Oh, that's too bad.
All right. Oh, darn,
too bad. Okay.
Oh, I hate this hot weather in January and February. It's just an awful thing.
You know, our winters are actually getting shorter and shorter. They just came out with 14 days is the number that they're saying. We're losing that to spring and fall.
What?
Right,
but global, yeah, climate change is not real, though. I you know, this idea that all of this
50s in January.
Yeah, yeah. The seas are warming up and waters are rising, but it's going to be okay.
We just don't want to explain what's really going on, I guess so.
All right. Brittany, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Always
thank you, guys. Have a good one. Enjoy it.
Yes, right, we will do that. That's Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist.
All right. Okay. Well, you know, Jim Acosta quit CNN.
He did?
He did.
When did that happen?
He just picked up and left.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yesterday?
Yeah, they were going to put him on at midnight, take his 10 o'clock a.m. slot.
Are you kidding?
And shift him to midnight. Could we hear that 158?
He's one of the best they got.
I know.
One final message. Don't give in to the lies. Don't give in to the fear. Hold on to the truth and to hope. Even if you have to get out your phone, record that message. I will not give in to the lies. I will not give in to the fear. Post it on your social media so people can hear from you too.
But Acosta vowed to keep fighting the fight.
I've always believed it's the job of the press to hold power to account. I've always tried to do that here at CNN, and I plan on going doing all of that in the future.
There you go. So he signed off, and that was it.
Yeah.
All right, let's. Before we get to RFK, if we have time for that, let's go to Mark on the phone right now.
Good morning. Good morning, Mark. Go ahead.
Good morning. Yeah, I was hearing a lot. That's like a double show running on my.
Okay, on hold. Yeah.
Okay. But it's just kind of weird. I mean, I think maybe we should start challenging these ICE agents when we see them grabbing people, and because they might be actually grabbing citizens. I mean, I'm just surprised that. That they didn't give people a ride back. They had to go back on their own dime after they
That's get right.
snatched up. What the heck is that?
Mm-hmm.
It is just, and maybe you just hold up the phone and start recording this stuff, because who knows if they're grabbing American citizens or not, for God's sake. All of a sudden, an American citizen ends up in Guantanamo because they F up, and then you're stuck there and you've got no way of fighting back legally on that, because you have no rights when you're in that damn Guantanamo Bay. They don't care, and this is just criminal. I mean, they need to get called up, because it wasn't just the first time that happened in Milwaukee. Apparently, a couple other times, citizens have been snatched up by that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just disgusting that I was scared they were speaking Spanish. For God's sakes, I'm the guy that texts in there. In Sauk City, prior to Sacramento, I've heard people speaking Spanish all the time. I hear people speaking Spanish when I'm at Farm and Fleet in Baraboo.
Right.
What happens if some Amish people start talking in German? Because I guess they talk in German, you know, between themselves sometimes.
Right, exactly.
You know, they're going to grab them too? Probably not, because they're more than likely white. But I mean, this is just something we need to, as citizens, we have a duty to our fellow citizens and to our fellow human beings to say, enough, just enough. It's already at the, it's...
And
what if these apprehensions and seeing these ICE agents all over town and we see them on a regular basis, it normalizes seeing the military walking around our towns or fair streets.
Yeah.
We don't know who they're going to be after. We just heard a clip earlier considering liberals and woke people infestations in our society. How long before these agents start going after liberals or people they think might be woke?
Right.
And then we never hear back from them because they can't call anybody. There's no way for them to reach somebody outside of Guantanamo or whatever facility they put these people in. So,
that's what the Nazis did.
Yeah, it's the Gestapo and brown shirts. Yeah, exactly.
First they came for the communists, then they came for the socialists, then they came for the trade unionists. And when they finally came for me, there was nobody else that speak for me.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, just like Dolores said, this
Thanks,
is Germany
brother.
All over again. I appreciate all right, Mark. That, Mark. Thank you.
Thanks for that call. You can call us, too, 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. Or you can text us on the Civic Media app.
Okay, you know, just a little while, we'll get to what happened with the interview with RFK Jr.
Oh, boy.
A lot of it was pretty crazy stuff, as you could imagine.
Yeah.
We'll get to that and a few other stories.
Yeah, the confirmation hearings. And we will be back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning right after the Midwest Farm Report.
We'll be right back to the action right after this message.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun.
It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Even if agriculture's not involved in actions taken by the Trump administration, it can get involved. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. Nick Paulson's a professor of ag economics at the University of Illinois. In 2019, he spent time as a senior economist on the Council of Economic Advisors to the President. And of course, that was the first Trump administration. Paulson says that even if agriculture's not involved in policy developments, it can become a target.
We do rely so heavily for a lot of our major ag commodities on export markets, which unfortunately makes them a prime target for some of that retaliatory action. When we put in place tariffs on other countries, you know, ag is an easy target for them to put tariffs on our exports to them. And so even if agriculture is not part of the broader policy objectives of that trade policy, it unfortunately a lot of times feels the brunt of some of the negative consequences.
That's Nick Paulson. He's an ag economist from the University of Illinois and a previous member on the Council of Economic Advisors to the White House. He was a guest speaker during the 2025 UW Ag Outlook Forum in Madison.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up Seed Treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
If you milk with robots, you know that cow flow is everything. Cow Corner Consulting helps you maximize cow flow by working with your team to improve your barn workflows, your feed management, and your system settings. Visit cow-corner.co to learn how. Cow Corner is an independent consulting company and works with all brands of robots. They're ready to go to work for you. Sign up for the free e-newsletter or contact John Gerbitz at cow-corner.co.
Staff and members of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation have returned from their 106th annual convention of the American Farm Bureau Federation in San Antonio with a few awards. Wisconsin was recognized with the New Horizon Award that recognizes the most innovative new state Farm Bureau programs. Wisconsin was recognized for Gather Wisconsin, which is a series of resources that are designed to connect consumers with the farmers that grow and raise the food their family enjoys. Also, Brad Olson, president of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, has been elected to a one-year term on the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual board of directors. Find more news like that at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Sunshine and warm today with a high in the mid-50s. A mostly cloudy sky tonight, a low near 30, and more sun and in the mid-40s for tomorrow. Some clouds on Saturday, high upper 30s with some snow showers Saturday night.
It's 28 degrees right now.
Looking to strengthen the bond with your pup? Dane County Humane Society offers a variety of dog training classes led by certified trainers. Classes are designed to help you and your furry friend learn new skills, improve behavior, and deepen your connection. Whether your dog is a curious puppy, an independent teenager, or a lifelong learner, DCHS has the tools and expertise to help you set the stage for a successful year ahead. Visit giveshelter.org/dogtraining to register today.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Angela Lang from Block Black Leaders Organizing Communities joins me to talk about not good test scores coming out of the city of Milwaukee. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Bum, bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 da, bum, da, bum.
back to two veteran broadcasters who love radio so much, they hope that when it's their time, they die right here on the air. Which, come to think of it, happens pretty much every day. It's John and Gordy!
You're telling us.
Yeah.
7:34. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress, where you can sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. You can check them out for yourself on Madison's east side or west side, or go to verlo.com.
I mean, you know, we were talking about rounding people up. You know, where does it end?
Yeah, the ICE agents are out there.
Yeah. Getting people used to the military, walking our streets, hauling people away.
Yeah,
it's a traumatizing event for just about anybody, not just kids in a classroom, right? Yeah.
Asking for your papers.
Right. Whatever. On Truth Social, Trump launched into attack on Rachel Maddow. He wrote, "Wow, Rachel Maddow has horrible ratings. She'll be off the air very soon. MSNBC is close to death. CNN has reached the bottom. This is a good thing. They are the enemy of the people."
Oh,
and
that
see, that's where they start shuffling all off people like us.
Yeah, media. Right.
Didn't we have we had a text on that, didn't we?
I think so, yeah. You can scroll back over there. Yeah, the media is going to be in the crosshairs here soon.
Yeah, much is yet already to be revealed concerning Trump's deportation strategy. It has been rumored that progressive talk show hosts will be picking vegetables once the immigrants are gone.
That's from Doug in St. Francis.
Oh, no, not another career change for me.
Gee, that won't look great on the resume.
No, okay. Not at this time of my life, anyway.
We have time to go to the phones here. Yes, we do. Matt is on the line from Middleton with a question or a comment. Go ahead, Matt.
Yes.
Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, guys. I wanted to share a story of a MAGA cultist and how it demonstrates their utter ignorance. This guy was on Reddit or something, and he invested $1.2 million of an inheritance that his grandfather left him into the
Bitcoin?
Trump's Trump coin or whatever.
Yeah.
And he shows on the feed how he was waiting for it to hit $40 a share, and he ends up losing all of it, and his wife's about to leave him, and he just can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was hilarious because it shows the idiocy and foolishness of so much of the MAGA.
Right.
They just lack critical thinking. They think that he cares about them. I mean, it's ridiculous. Kind of sad, but
yeah.
I really don't feel sad because they deserve it.
I don't know, man. I agree with you on that. You know, we've been warning people all along, and a lot of people know that this Bitcoin thing and the coin memes that they put out there, they're valueless. I mean, you can't use them as cash. You can't do anything with them. Mm-hmm. And now, of course, they're asking to have all those coins backed up by actual dollars that taxpayers put into the government.
Yeah, that's what they want to do.
They want government backing of meaningless memes.
Yeah, I guess.
And I'm just
going to take some gold out of Fort Knox. And,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, put
that's
it
right.
in a vault somewhere.
That's what's happening. So that's what's happening, Matt.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Don't get too depressed, though. Let's move on to Dick here. Dick, welcome to the show.
I've got some good news.
Yes.
In 10 days, the president's approval rating has dropped 10 points.
Is that right?
Done in W territory. Yeah, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
But another thing, too, is economic stuff. Basically, all it is, right, is more supply-side garbage.
That
it started
is.
With Reagan and morphed into every Republican president since Reagan. And what did it always do? Add to the deficit. And then the very thing he says he's going to take care of, inflation, will go up. So I don't know where you're going with this, Republicans. I just don't.
You know, the confusing part is you have somebody who lives in a fantasy world like Trump, and he believes that tariffs is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to do away with income tax and then go to just tariffs. But we know that tariffs is not the answer. We know it isn't. And yet, this is the kind of judgment we're getting from the president of the United States. And it's not good. And now, you know, they had to put a hold on the funding hold that they put on because of the courts. Mm. Courts put all of this on hold because it was devastating the rest of the country. Medicaid was unattainable in most states.
Right.
And this is what Trump wrote. In light of the injunction, I rescinded the memo to end any confusion on federal policy created by the court ruling and the dishonest media coverage. Now, really? It's our fault again.
Oh,
right?
it's media coverage.
It's never what they're doing is the problem. It's our fault for even reporting it. Governor Pritzker in Illinois had this great comment.
Despite what the White House press secretary said at the podium earlier, I believe it is my duty to report to you the truth of what actually happened today in Illinois. Donald Trump's administration is lying to you. The White House's attempt to walk back what they did today does not match what we saw on the ground. They assured us that Medicaid would not be affected. That was a lie. Our state agencies were unable to access the Medicaid system until an hour ago, preventing payments for services. And this has been reported from states across the nation. When we reached out to federal agencies, they informed us that they have been directed not to discuss any guidance with states. They have canceled previously scheduled meetings for this week. The White House assured us that Head Start would not be affected. That was a lie. Providers across the state experienced outages, and some were unable to make their payroll. They assured us that they were doing nothing to take away individual assistance from the most vulnerable people in our state. But they refused to say that they would restore LIHEAP, the Low-Income Housing Energy Assistance Program, payments to support the unemployment system, and Meals on Wheels. These are programs that hundreds of thousands of Illinoisans depend on: children, seniors, veterans, working parents. Let's just be clear about what happened over the last 24 hours. At 7:42 p.m. last night, we saw a memo from the White House saying that they were pausing federal funding across the board. This morning, along with all 50 states across the country, we discovered that our ability to access critical federal funding had been cut off. And now the administration would like us to believe that these were just coincidental website outages. Donald Trump and his administration have not earned the benefit of the doubt. They are either lying to us or they are critically incompetent.
Yep, there you go.
That's Governor Pritzker from Illinois.
And I love the fact that he called it a lie.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got to start doing that.
Come
right out.
Should
have been doing that
it.
At least 8 or 10 years ago. Mm. But at least we're finally learning our lesson and calling people out on all of this.
A few days ago, I saw somebody post that they wish the presidency had a 30-day free trial so that the American people could see just how bad things could get and then decide for real if they wanted to keep who they elected.
Mm. Interesting idea.
Yeah.
The thing here is that they thought it was a good thing to fire hose their mm-hmm. policy yeah. on the American public
right.
throughout the country. They thought this will keep the liberals from focusing on one individual policy that we're putting in effect. Instead, we're just going to drown them with policy changes.
Well, and they want to create a lot of chaos yes. and break the system completely so they can put it back
right,
together
exactly.
again in their way of doing it.
But, you know, there's a negative aspect to it.
Yes. Apparently so, yes.
That they didn't consider, they yeah. didn't think about.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. What are you pointing at?
I'm saying scroll up there. I think we've got a few more messages here okay. that we're missing.
All right.
You've got control of the mouse over
I
there.
I do have control.
Okay.
We've got Cherry with an emoji. Thank you,
thank you,
Cherry.
Are you eating?
Were you eating your donut again? Catherine heard you smacking your gums going.
Yeah, it looks like
no.
You've got a little powdered sugar on your face there, and the donut that was over there is gone now.
Maybe I'm just frothing at the mouth over all of this.
Okay, maybe.
Should we Should we get to some of the RFK stuff?
Yes, we've got time here.
All right.
Yes, he was getting grilled before Congress. You know, the congressional hearings continuing today.
Right, trying to find out if he could head up Health and Human Services. I doubt it. I don't think so. He even gave up. You know, he was a great defender of women's rights and bodily autonomy. And he was grilled on that. Let's go to Cut 160 here and check it out.
Kennedy, I'm confused. You have clearly stated in the past that bodily autonomy is one of your core values. The question is, do you stand for that value or not? When was it that you decided to sell out the values you've had your whole life in order to be given power by President Trump?
Senator, I agree with President Trump that every abortion is a tragedy, that we can't be a moral authority in this country.
Right, so, but that isn't what you said back in New Hampshire in 2023. My question is, exactly when did you decide to sell out your life's work and values to get this position?
Senator, I agree with President Trump that every abortion is a tragedy.
So what you're telling us, just to be clear, because my time is limited, is that regardless of what you believe, regardless of what values you have, if President Trump tells you to do something, you're going to do it. You said just now the discussion about mifepristone. Oh, he's asked me to study the safety of it. Here are the safety studies that tell us mifepristone is safe and effective. And I asked Mr. Chair that these 40 studies be admitted to the record by unanimous consent.
Without objection.
So the studies are there. The safety is proved. The science is there. But what you're telling us is if President Trump orders you to take action to make it harder for women to get direly needed health care, you'll follow his order. If Mr. Trump, as he did yesterday, orders a halt on Medicaid payments that are essential for taking care of people with disabilities all around this country, you're going to follow that order because you are willing to sacrifice your values, your knowledge, if President Trump tells you to do that. That, to me, is unacceptable in a Secretary of Health and Human Services.
All right.
Okay.
That's calling him out on it.
Yeah, he got grilled pretty much all day.
And
by both sides.
For women having trouble with their pregnancies and they need emergency room help, he had a question about that. Let's go to Cut 161.
Okay.
With a life-threatening bleeding from an incomplete miscarriage, goes to the ER, and her doctor also determines that she needs an emergency abortion. But she's in a state where abortion is banned. You would agree also as an attorney that federal law protects her right to that emergency care, correct?
I don't know. I mean, the answer to that is I don't know. If the state
Let me ask you this as an attorney. Doesn't federal law preempt state law?
The federal constitution does. Sometimes not every federal law preempts state laws. It could be unconstitutional. Now, I'm not trying to be evasive, Senator. I'm just telling you I don't know.
I appreciate that question.
Yeah, right. Mm. You know, here's an attorney.
Yeah.
He doesn't know if federal law usurps local state laws. Mm. It does.
Yeah. Just say that.
Yeah. But it's simple. And he could have answered that very simply. Yeah. Oh, man. It's crazy stuff.
We're getting more text in here, John. First one here, the first Social Security payments under this administration will come in February. What will happen then?
Yeah.
Another comment here from Gary in Madison. The U.S. is like a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle that the Republicans will rip apart but unable to put back together again.
Right. Democrats will have to be elected in the midterms and then as president and put everything back together again. It's not like you're putting things back together the way they originally were with all the troubled areas in government. We know we have those situations.
Yeah.
But you make those changes as you go along. You don't just put an end to those departments or fire everybody and get rid of everybody simply because you're looking at the situation or the problems in government.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make the changes as you continue along and let the departments do their job.
Yeah, and the Congress is left in the dust there. The Congress isn't even involved in any of these decisions.
Hardly hearing anything about them.
Yeah, yeah. We need to speak up. It is 7:49. We're coming back with leftovers. That's right, tidbits, odds, and ends. We've got plenty of them right here on John and Gordy.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Burlow Mattress is more than just another mattress store. They're building better sleep for Dane County with handcrafted mattresses made to order right in Madison. And since they live there too, they make every dollar spent matter, actively partnering to benefit the community. You may even see Maddie the Mattress mascot bouncing with joy around town. In this new year, get what you deserve. A mattress that supports your dreams. American made, locally crafted.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here, on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
Funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
Leftovers.
Yeah, my lips are smacking again.
Yes.
Catherine. Those leftovers. Just got to love them, you know?
Well, we've got all this serious news today, you know? It's
I know.
Just one story after another from the Trump administration.
I beg you to make me laugh in the last 5 minutes.
Yes, we feel your pain.
Yeah, well, yeah.
we got the new issue of The Onion. Should I read a few headlines here?
Read a few headlines.
Right on the front.
This is real news.
Real news from The Onion.
Yes. Oh, this is a big announcement,
America's
by the way.
Finest news source.
CIA announces it has obtained the briefcase.
They got it?
Oh.
Invaluable and enigmatic item back in the U.S. hands. Thank God we got the briefcase back.
I know. We've been talking about the briefcase for a long time, and I'm certainly glad we found it and got it back in U.S. hands.
Here's another headline. You know Nestle. Yeah, Nestle's
Nestle's makes the very best chocolate.
Chocolate. Mm-hmm. Nestle buys E. coli for $2.3 billion.
Well, what a deal.
So they've got the corner on that.
They should research what they're buying.
Here's a picture of Donald Trump and Eric Trump. The Junior. Two Trump boys, they've hooked up a dollar to some sort of mechanical device with a potato.
Yes.
Says Trump boys hooked dollar bill up to potato to make cryptocurrency.
The currency they coming from crypto. Wow.
That's it.
That's an electrical charge right there. Okay. I've got something.
All right. Yeah, go ahead.
Bernie Sanders, you never expect him to be funny, but during the hearings.
This was pretty damn funny.
With RFK Jr. I didn't know this, but this is a group that RFK Jr. is backing, and they're selling onesies. Let's check this out, 163.
Yeah.
You have started a group called the Children's Health Defense. You're the originator. Right now, as I understand it, on their website, they are selling what's called onesies. These are little things, clothing for babies.
Oh, God.
One of them is titled Unfaxed, Unafraid. Next one, and they're sold for $26 a piece, by the way. Next one is No Vax, No Problem. Now, you're coming before this committee, and you say you're pro-vaccine. Just want to ask some questions. And yet your organization
Can we just pause that a second here?
Yeah.
unvaxxed, unafraid on a baby.
On a baby, on a onesie.
You know, the baby certainly is telling us what it thinks. All right, keep
$26.
Going. Yeah.
Your organization is making money selling a child's product to parents for $26, which casts fundamental doubt on the usefulness of vaccines.
Yeah.
Can you tell us now that you will, now that you are pro-vaccine, that you're going to have your organization take these products off the market?
Senator, I have no power over that organization. I'm not part of it. I resigned from the board.
Yeah, that was just a few months ago. You founded that. You certainly have power. You can make that call. Are you supportive of this?
I've had nothing to do with
leadership.
Are you
supportive of these onesies?
I'm supportive of vaccines.
Are you supportive of this clothing, which is militantly anti-vaccine?
I am supportive of vaccines. Right. I want good science, and I want to protect
But you will not tell the organization you founded not to continue selling that product. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Blackburn.
Thank you so much.
Oh, the onesies.
They go on a kid.
Yeah.
At $26.
Yeah, I got to tell you that onesies are like magic. I love dressing. Well, I love dressing my kids in onesies when they
were
babies.
You've got a Spider-Man onesie.
I did.
Right.
Yeah. For me.
Yes.
As an adult-size onesie.
You wear it often.
I wore it
out here for a station event.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my big costume.
Turn Catherine's mic on.
Thank you for giving me what I wanted. Laughs at the end of the day. This was a really hard show. I can't imagine how hard it was on you guys, too, seriously, to have these topics. I'm watching Schindler's List again, and I think I was conflating some of the stories in my dreams last night about what's going on now and Schindler's List. I mean,
I know. It's making it
very
normal
serious,
in this country just to have these, these people walking around, gathering up people that we know.
The ICE agents. Yeah.
It makes no sense.
When I was filling in for Dom yesterday, he said it's no comparison. He's been arrested once during the Act 10 protests about 10 or 15 years ago.
Right. Yeah.
But he said if ICE agents, he's white, but if ICE agents came up to him and tried to throw him into a van, take him and check his citizenship, he might throw some hands. Maybe that's what we ought to do if they come around.
Yeah, I would expect nothing less from Dom. He's a strong man, he looks a little Hispanic, I suppose. He's dark-haired, I don't know. Could happen.
Well, they were against Italians way back when.
Sure.
Might bring that back.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, no, not laughing again. What happened? I'm sorry.
You brought us
it.
All down. Oh, my God.
Thanks, Catherine.
Now we're depressed. Schindler's List. You don't bring that up in a conversation. Get laughs.
It's like the Seinfeld episode.
That's right.
Oh, boy. Okay.
All right.
Here's
a quick story.
Okay.
Security agents escorted the Inspector General of the U.S. Department of Agriculture out of her office on Monday after she refused to comply with a firing from the Trump administration.
Gordy, should I shut his mic off?
No, don't shut it off. What was the headline in this?
The Inspector General for one of the Department of Agriculture was escorted out. They physically got rid of her, even though it was illegal to fire any of these inspectors general.
Right.
Yeah.
They let go of at least 18
They can't do it. It's illegal.
No.
It was done illegally. You can't do that.
Those came into effect after Watergate, by the way. And there was a reason why.
All right.
Okay. Tomorrow on the big show, we will be talking with Pam Yonke. We'll check in with her on the Midwest Farm Report and also Max Inc. Preview with Jimmy Kay. Some great local music.
Wait. Yeah. Yep.
That'll do it for us. Stephanie Miller is coming up right around the corner. Hope you have a wonderful day. Right?
Yeah.
Go out there with a smile on your face. Hug somebody.
Well,
anybody.
That's very nice.
Yeah. Tell a friend you heard it on John and Gordon.
And they'll be hauled away.
Yes. Have a great day. So long.
Bye-bye now.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, actor Rick Overton from Groundhog Day joins me to discuss Groundhog Day. Then I'm joined by Chris Hopper and Kurt Krause from the Door County Film Festival. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry,
hungry,
you're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. A gruesome scene along the Potomac River in Washington, D.C. after last night's deadly mid-air collision between an American Airlines regional jet and an Army Black Hawk helicopter. ABC's Karen Travers is in Washington with more.
All of the passengers aboard the American Airlines jet that collided with an Army helicopter last night over the Potomac River near Washington are feared dead. Officials say the effort now has shifted from a rescue operation to a recovery operation. John Donnelly, chief of the District of Columbia Fire and EMS Department.
At this point, we don't believe there are any survivors from this accident. And we have recovered 27 people from the plane and one from the helicopter.
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Officials say the plane's fuselage is sitting in the river in three different sections. The jet was on approach for landing when the crash happened. The chopper pilot had told the tower minutes before the collision the plane was in its sights. This is ABC News.